Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check this morning. What's up, guys? It is the 16th of December. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're
checking in, baby.
You guys are here early this morning. We appreciate that. Thanks for coming through.
Absolutely. We have so many friends that are just ramped and ready to hang and share what's going on with them. Like Candy Andy, for example.
Fire it all.
Hey, guys. Candy Andy here. Vibes are good today. Sorry I missed yesterday. Hope you guys are getting ready for the holidays. Love y'all.
You too, buddy.
We sure are. We sure are getting ready. We love you so much.
Yeah, it was a busy day yesterday of just doing that. Crazy day. And then another one today. I'm feeling a little stressed today.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot, for sure. Who else is here? Gina's here. She says, vibes are high today. Feeling good. Very much ahead of all the Christmas shopping, wrapping, and decorating. So we're good to go with that. Perfect.
Beautiful.
And last but simply not least, Kelsey's here. Kelsey says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Vibes are semi-decent today. Not much to complain about. So we love that.
Yes, we do. Because trust me, you can find a lot of things to complain about.
Sure can.
But not doing it, that's the key.
It really is. I mean, it's the key to happiness. It's the key to success. So keep those positive vibes high. You know what I mean?
How's everything in your world?
Ah, so great. Last night, got our ceiling fan installed with a light, which is game-changing. I mean, yeah. This is homeownership. I'm losing my mind over a light, you know?
Same guy that installed your shelf in the closet did the ceiling fan?
No, we don't use him for anything anymore. And then today, my friend from LA is in town, so we're going to lunch, so that'll be fun. And yeah, I made Patrice take all the Christmas cookies out of the house because I'm not to be trusted. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Can't be trusted.
Not at all.
No, I get that.
Like, why are these here? You know, why are these in the house? She's like, because it's Christmas. I'm like, take them out.
Yeah, no, I get that. I see. That's the thing, too, is when they're in front of you, it's so hard. It's
like, why would I torture myself? I don't.
You know, but it's 'tis the season. People are handing out Christmas cookies.
Yeah. I already had like 17, so we're good.
Oh, I love that for you.
We're good.
I love that for you, Breeze. All right, guys. Thanks for coming through this morning. I'm not going to vent about this too much, but yesterday was just a day from hell with So but I have to give props, though. I just want to say a huge thank you to my friends over at Eyed, because my car glitched out yesterday after somebody bumped my headlight. So the alarm wouldn't stop going off. I couldn't shut the headlights off. The dashboard was just going haywire. And I finally called them. I was like, "You guys, I need your help immediately." And they were getting ready to close. They waited for me. They got me in a new rental right away, took care of everything, going to fix it for me. And I was like, yesterday was just a day from hell. And I was like, I appreciate you taking this off my plate. You know what I mean? I don't know what happened, but there's so many sensors in new cars today where if one thing goes, it's all connected.
Yeah.
Everything just goes.
At what point is this car just bad luck? You know?
You know, it's I love it.
Nothing but problems.
No, just this and when someone broke the window, that's it. It's a great car, but when somebody hits it and does stuff to it, yeah, things are going to go wrong. But thank you guys
for
helping
me. So when are you getting it fixed?
Starting today.
Starting today.
Yeah. Thank you guys for the good vibes this morning. Appreciate that. Big story of the day. 9 months later, this new bar, I wouldn't say it is new, but it's a bar that burnt to the ground about a year ago. And now with the community coming together and help rebuild it, there's a lot of locals who are very, very excited for it to reopen. I'll tell you where it is and when you can expect the doors to open coming soon. That's next on the show. Stay there.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook,
IG,
X,
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. What's up, guys? 9 months later, in the smell of new lumber and hope is finally in the air. The Coach Sports Bar that was severely damaged in a fire that tore through the more than 200-year-old building on West Main Street in Webster, finally rebuilding and finally looking to reopen, which makes a lot of locals happy. This was their spot. The news was devastating to anyone who's been a regular at Coach Sports Bar. And last March, there was a massive fire, destroyed everything. The owner, Fritz Sierk, said as soon as he learned the building was safe, he began rebuilding the process. But he said, I've said this 1,000 times. We're trying to make the Coach the Coach. We're not trying to change it too much, he explained. It's a blue-collar bar. We like it as a blue-collar bar. We like our friends here that are blue-collared people. And yeah, it's brand new. There are some complaints that it's going to smell brand new. But there are customers who can't wait to spill some beer on the floor.
Yeah, don't worry. It'll smell like spoiled Bud Light in no time.
Yeah. Longtime customer said he's looking forward to sitting at his spot again soon. Coach Sports Bar in Webster is expected to open within the next couple of months. I think everybody has that one spot that they absolutely love to go to. Do you have one here in town?
Me?
Yeah, like, do you have a go-to? I know your dad does.
No, I'm not like a... I'm not like a bar goer.
Yeah.
I'm not just like going to go like belly up at a bar somewhere alone.
You know, I used to have one out in LA and it was crazy. That was our spot because it was up the street from our apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And one night I was walking by it. And as soon as I get home, I just hear an explosion go off. And it was crazy because this bar was inside of an apartment building.
Oh, God.
And so all the residents lived above this bar. And all the windows blew out into the street in Hollywood, injuring quite a few people.
Oh.
And it turns out the owner did it.
No.
Had
the
to get that
money.
Yeah, it was so, it was disgusting.
But, you know.
I'm like, how dangerous? There are people above you.
These things happen.
They sure do.
Unfortunately.
So happy that Coach is going to open again.
You been?
Yeah. Old school bar. Little dive hole. Coming up on the show, you guys, a mom says her 8-year-old's behavior has been so bad that her husband decided to cancel Christmas this year. And he said, look, no big gifts, no over-the-top Christmas morning, just consequences. Anyone ever have a parent do something this extreme to prove a point? We'll read you the message that Kaylee sent us from Greece for Parental Confidential coming up next.
Will be.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle.
With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Christmas is officially canceled, and I don't want to hear any crying about it.
Oh.
Speaks My Mornings with Moose and Breezy. We're going to read you the message that came in from Kaylee out of Greece. Her husband warned her son, shape up. If not, Christmas is canceled.
Shape up or ship out.
Let me tell you, nothing is more devastating than canceling Christmas on an 8-year-old child.
No.
Nothing.
The threats for me growing up was just earth shattering.
Oh, my. Yeah. You want to talk about, or just obviously, this kid is feeling defeated, but you can't talk back to mom and act a fool. You're going to learn. Kaylee says, Moose and Breezy, thank you for reading my dirty laundry on your show. With all seriousness, my 8-year-old has been completely out of control. I'm not talking about normal kid stuff. I mean the nonstop talking back, ignoring rules, eye rolling, slamming doors.
Sure.
Refusing to listen to anything. Won't eat dinner. Every single day feels like a battle. Homework is a fight. Bedtime's a fight.
Of course.
Asking him to put his shoes on turns into an argument. And we've tried consequences. We've tried taking things away, and it just doesn't stick. He knows exactly how far he can push, and he continues to do it. Last week, after another meltdown, over something stupid, my husband finally snapped and said, that's it. Christmas is getting canceled. No gifts, no pile of stuff, no over-the-top Christmas morning. Basically, actions have consequences. And now I'm torn. Huge part of me agrees with him because I feel like we've tried everything else and nothing matters to our son anymore, who's only 8. But the other part of me feels sick thinking about Christmas morning and him being sad or disappointed, and us having to use this holiday as leverage. My husband says our kid has learned that bad behavior. He's got to learn it doesn't, you know, there's consequences. And his actions right now are not costing him anything. This is the one thing he's truly going to care about. I just don't know how to get on board with this. Anyone think this is too big of a punishment? I don't know if we're being strong parents or terrible ones. I could just really use some outside perspective. Thanks so much.
Honestly, send it.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to stick with them for the rest of their life. And I hope that your follow through will show we're not messing around. We're not just all bark and no bite here. Like, if you're going to disrespect us continually, we're good here. We're all set.
Anyone
not
ever?
In our house.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you on that. Did anyone ever have a parent cancel Christmas on them to teach them a lesson? Would something this extreme actually teach an 8-year-old kid a lesson? Or, I don't know, I mean, does this create a core memory they'll still be talking about at the age of 35 in therapy? Maybe.
Could be.
585-252-9800. If you do think the dad has every right to take away Christmas morning, you say yes. Breezy says yes. I'm split down the middle. What I think that they should possibly do is, all right, today's the 16th of December. He's got 9 days to slowly work himself back. You know, every day he's got to do something good.
I know, but here's the thing about that. It's like, you can sit there and like say that, but the second he slips up, you're going to have to remind him and you're going to have to do all that. So it's not actually following through. Like, he's not going to learn until he's the one doing it himself.
I know. Listen, I was threatened with coal so many times over the years when I was a kid during Christmas, and it scares the hell out of you. It really does. It's like, Aaron says, good morning, guys. As a child counselor, I wanted to say, canceling Christmas won't fix the behavior. It will just make him resentful. The real issue sounds like consistency. Because if consequences haven't worked before, why will they suddenly work now? I'm assuming because this is probably the most important thing to him ever. Guys, good morning. I'm 100% on dad's side. Parents are scared to be the bad guy anymore. Kids don't run the house. If Christmas is the one thing that gets his attention, then so be it.
Yeah. This person says, mom needs to grow a backbone and learn how to be a parent. This person says, sounds like mom's a pushover and she's the problem. And then this person says, I agree with Breezy. Send it.
Yeah, listen.
Send it.
It is going to be devastating for him on Christmas morning, but they warn him.
I mean, you can get him gifts. Just get him like underwear and stuff, things that he needs so he can still open gifts, but it's not going to be anything he asked for. Sorry.
Were you ever deflated when you come downstairs on Christmas morning and noticed that some of your gifts that were wrapped were just clothes? You could tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, but so Santa didn't wrap our gifts.
What do you mean?
Santa displayed. Santa had a gorgeous display.
What do you mean? Nothing was wrapped?
Only gifts from my mom. Well, my parents were wrapped. And like family.
But
Santa, no.
The toys and games and stuff like that were out.
Displayed.
Oh, interesting.
Santa was very aesthetic in my home.
Yeah, well, of course.
Who else is here? Coming from a teacher and a parent of a 9-year-old myself, this sounds like signs of ADHD. I would look into that. Also, take him to his pediatrician and iron out his levels and have those checked. I would talk to his teachers and see if there's also something he's doing at school or if this is just exclusive to you. And you need to think about why you're disappointed he won't get gifts when every single day you and your husband are disappointed in his behavior. Pick a struggle.
Yeah. That's some tough love coming in on the text line this morning. If you guys are just tuning in for parental, we get this message from Kaylee out of Greece, and her husband wants to cancel Christmas. 8-year-old is acting up. He will not listen. They've warned him time and time again. He's like, that's it. No, don't even run down the steps on Christmas morning. It's not even worth it. Good morning, guys. My husband and I did this something similar a few years back when our kids were 7 and 9. They were monsters. We put a pause on Christmas morning. We didn't cancel it completely. We just made them earn back a new gift from Santa day by day. It ruined the magic a bit, but it was a learning lesson for them.
It's like their own version of Hanukkah. You get a gift a night if you're good.
Yeah.
If you're good.
And then one more person, Gina, says, good morning, guys. We did a no presents until behavior changes rule 1 year. Christmas morning still happened, just a lot quieter. Our kid figured it out fast without blowing up the holiday completely. However you want to handle it, Kaylee, but a lot of people are saying your husband's got a point here. Stick to your guns.
Not everyone. This person says, truth is, I doubt any parents are actually going to want to put the work in and actually fix the problem. Taking away Christmas is a lazy way out. There, I said it. Period. That's tough.
I mean, I can't begin to tell you how many years.
Not her just catching strays right now.
How many years my mom was going to cancel Christmas and we're all going to go to a soup kitchen?
No, she's still saying that.
So, I mean, we still have yet to do it. But the threats were...
We're just going to take a nice cruise.
Yeah, that's what it was. No Christmas this year. We're going on a cruise. No Christmas this year. We're going to the soup kitchen.
And it's hilarious. Oh,
which one is it?
Well, those are completely different things. But it's hilarious because when you get a gift for Christmas as a child, you're like, this is so stupid. Like, you guys literally took these away out. It's like, no, this trip to Disney cost $15,000.
Right,
so,
yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah, to our queen, I mean, listen, you got to do what you got to do. But at the same time, you need to also fix the problem, like that one texter said. And until that happens, nothing's going to change.
Yeah. He's got 9 days of shaping up. All right, guys. Thanks for all the messages this morning. And Kaylee, for trusting us with yours. We really appreciate that. We'll do another Parental Confidential coming up tomorrow morning on PXY. Stay there.
98 PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.